Yeah, true that.
He was a legend.
A what?
He was a legend. He did what he wanted. Total Henry.
Why don't I play some, but
I also want to mention, Rice produced, I think, maybe it was the first foreign film academic award. This film was a very, very influential film in the whole world. Very influential, very powerful. It was extremely despised and hated in Italy. You know, the Italian neorealist films are very popular abroad, you know, very popular abroad, and are still very popular abroad, but are very problematic in Italy, you know. And that period did not last too long, you know, but had a real, really influence. I don't know, because I honestly don't remember the last class very well, but anyway, if I came to this, to this slide, you know, if you Google it, you will find I stole this picture from New York Times from, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago. You know, that the filmmaker talks about the neo-neorealism, you know, that the film that he, to a large extent, you know, owe to the neo-realist attitude, you know, but Arshad, how many of you saw Precious? Hey, I want to show you a short
dude, that scene with the mom is so awkward.
I want to be on the cover of the magazine. I wish I had a light-skinned boyfriend with real nice hair. But first, I want to be one of the BET videos.
You're a dummy. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. Score ain't gonna help none. Take your ass down to the welfare.
You're 16. You're still in junior high school, and you're pregnant with your second child. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about home? That you're gonna have to talk to somebody if you want your check, sweetie.
Precious, I'm hungry. You better put some food in that frying pan.
My favorite color is purple. I sing well, and I'm here because I love to teach.
I'm Noanne. My favorite color is fluorescent beige, and I'm going to get my GED.
Aries, something you do well?
Nothing.
Everybody's good at something.
Precious, you gonna stand up there and look down at me like you're a woman? You don't know what real women do. Real women sacrifice. Now tell about that, you bad bitch!
Can we talk about the abuse in your household?
You know what I'm talking about.
You sit there and judge me, and you write enough notes on your pad about who you think I am. Nobody loves me.
People do love you, Precious.
Please don't love me. Never hit another for me. Beat me. Make me feel worthless.
Your baby loves you.
No, that's actually it. Wayne just told me what it was about.
So how many of you soon, Precious? So when you see it and when you kind of left the movie theater, what were your feelings?
JJ's favorite movie is Brokeback
Mountain.
Because he loves the thing in his asshole.
There were
a few minutes after.
Yes,
get. Oh, you want to enunciate?
Okay.
JJ loves a dick in the asshole.
Yes, it's kind of a movie. You don't sleep very well, yes? Yes, go ahead.
I felt kind of like disturbed.
Can you yell?
I felt kind of disturbed a little bit.
Yes,
like,
sure.
I felt bad for the characters, but like at the end of it, I was just like so shocked. shocked that I was like emotionally disturbed.
Yeah. But these are kind of films that make you think, yes? I mean, they don't necessarily give an answer. But during the Thanksgiving, my wife kind of copied, with our 15-year-old son, and he attended the library watching a movie with us, because this guy did some kind of thing on the evening. But it, yes, these films are sad.
Stages of love are
depressing. But these films are kind of a.
Stages of love, that exam joke.
I think that the. I used to show this film as a part of evidence. At the beginning of the semester, I showed basically films I love, you know. And she used to show Wendy and Lucy. And I know that it's basically about the woman who is very sweet but empowering. I got one journal and says, I don't know, she was so stupid, why she didn't use a credit card? I want to show you the trailer for that movie.